Let's embrace different forms of rest and self-care all February long. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Exploring Over Coffee. I am Alexis Renee. So happy to join you for another relaxing coffee side conversation. Let's welcome in the month of February with a chat about prioritizing wellness through the art of self-care. Sit back and relax with your warm beverage of choice. I'm enjoying a chocolate strawberry mocha. Let me know what you're drinking in the comments. And let's explore ways to prioritize rest and self-care. It's wonderful easing from January into February because after we did all of that wonderful dream manifestation, visualization, and goal setting, we can now take some time to establish supportive routines for our well-being. February is the perfect time to explore self-care, practice self-compassion, and embrace self-love. Let's use this month to get into our February feels. How would you like to show yourself love? Jot down your intentions in a place that you can revisit them later on. Share some of your February intentions in the comments. Whenever you take time for self-care, consider the type or types of rest that you need. Did you know that there are different types of rest? 7 different types, actually, that you can explore every time that you take time for yourself. Be open. Listen to your mind, body, and spirit to determine the different types of rest that you should incorporate into your self-care experience. Let's take a moment to explore these 7 different types of rest. Number 1, physical rest, relaxing your body. Many wellness and self-care activities that probably first come to mind when you think of rest fit into this category. Massages, yoga, getting some extra sleep, even spa pampering sessions fall into the physical rest category. Number 2, mental rest, unwinding your mind to bring mental clarity. This is a chance to explore different mindfulness activities, meditation, different types of journaling, gratitude sessions, and visualization. Number 3, emotional rest, creating space to feel your feelings. This includes setting boundaries from stressors, developing a stronger emotional intelligence, and reaching out for support from loved ones, community members, and mental health professionals. Number 4, sensory rest. All about unplugging from different types of noise to give ourselves a break, such as a digital detox from our devices, enjoying nature, and practicing hygge at home. Check out my Art of Hygge podcast chat to learn more about this type of sensory rest. Number 5, creative rest, a time for appreciating beauty and engaging your imagination. Play around with art and self-expression. Try creative hobbies, crafts, workshops. Enjoy natural wonders, whether that's exploring your surroundings or appreciating different natural settings through art. Embrace cultural adventures through museum trips, live performances, and different types of entertaining media. Number 6, social rest, meaningful connections to recharge your social battery. Spend time with supportive people, have good, meaningful conversations, and take a break from the people in your life that may deplete your energy. Number 7, spiritual rest, re-energizing your sense of purpose. Activities in this category include volunteering, prayer, community engagement, and reflecting on your calling. I found an article from the creators of the Calm app that shares ideas for incorporating these different types of rest into your life. The Calm article contributors really emphasize intentionally resting every single day, even if it's only for a few minutes at a time. They also emphasize being open to different types of wellness experiences to keep all of these different rest areas balanced. I appreciate this approach to rest, self-care, and just overall wellness. how you rest can be different depending on your needs and the day that you're having. But no matter what, you deserve time every day to recenter and recover. I linked this article in the episode description so that you can explore all of Calm's restful recommendations. Now that we've explored the 7 different types of rest, let's now turn our attention to some practical tips to help you start prioritizing self-care in your life. Be open and use self-awareness to determine your rest and self-care needs. Consider the different types of rest activities that we just talked through, and also reflect on things that you enjoy, activities that you do for relaxation. Consider your schedule and energy needs when establishing a new ritual. Aim for some daily habits that you can look forward to throughout your day, throughout your work week, and then one experience each week that offers a longer self-care opportunity. Make space for your self-care sessions and respect the time that you allot for this experience. Say no when necessary to avoid distractions and interruptions. Any time that you can spend on self-care is an investment. Even micro habits that you can devote a few minutes to at a time can support your overall well-being. Reframe your perspective. Don't feel guilty about self-care. It's not selfish, overindulgent, or a waste of time. Instead, self-care is an essential investment into your health and wellness. Create a consistent circle to turn self-care into a group experience. You can make a group up from your friends, your family, and even your community members for group encouragement toward wellness goals. Be flexible. Needs change. Life happens. Continue making yourself a priority and adapt your self-care practices as needed. Spread love and practice care for yourself and your community. As we make our way to our adventure guidebook, reflect on these words of wisdom from Dr. Maya Angelou. She says, "As you grow older, you will discover that you have 2 hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others. It's important to remember to support ourselves because when it comes down to it, you cannot pour from an empty cup. The more energy that you pour into yourself means that you will have more reserves to support your loved ones, your community, your workplace, your goals, your passion, and the world overall." With Dr. Maya Angelou's wisdom in hand, let's open our adventure guidebook for ways to make self-care an adventure. The first adventure on our list is the Love Yourself Self-Care Challenge. Embrace the art of self-care with supportive seasonal activities. Are you ready to explore? Here is the list of the 12 different activities for this self-care challenge. Write positive affirmations. Start a kindness jar. Write yourself a love letter. Savor a warm beverage. Go on a solo date. Pamper yourself. Try new hobbies. Do gratitude journaling. Listen to a podcast. Do something you love. Make yourself a bouquet. And create something. Enjoy these sweet activities throughout this month of love. To keep track of your progress, download the Love Yourself Challenge wallpaper from my Pinterest account at Alexis Renee Pins. I put a link to the challenge wallpaper in the episode description. Our guidebook's next recommendation is an adventure in rest. Explore activities from each of the 7 types of rest that we uncovered earlier in our conversation. Try new experiences to expand your horizons. Reflect on each type of rest activity that you enjoyed with a journal reflection. If you're looking for an inspiring book to add to your reading list, I recommend The Little Book of Rest by Stephanie Thomas. I actually listened to it as an audiobook, so it wasn't very long. It was only 4 hours to listen to, but it is chock full of really helpful information. Stephanie Thomas, she shares over 100 activity ideas that align with 4 different rest areas. And she provides science information and step-by-step instructions and other helpful nuggets of information for each activity that she recommends to support your overall well-being and rest. So this is a great read to add to your list to support your adventure and rest. For everyday self-care experiences that you can quickly add on to your routine, choose an activity from our 5-minute self-care menu. Have 5 minutes of quiet time to check in with yourself and your needs. A music break to re-energize and de-stress. A cheerful text chat with a friend to swap motivational messages. Bring the outdoors in with nature sounds, videos, or simply opening your window. Take a pause to feel your feelings with a quick journaling session. Enjoy a guided meditation for mental clarity or spiritual purpose reflections. Stand up and stretch. Get a quick burst of sunshine and fresh air. Let your imagination wander with doodling or creative writing. Lastly, on our list, enjoy something funny to laugh and loosen up. Treat yourself to this menu of 5-minute activities whenever you're in need of a breather. The self-care menu is available to download at my Pinterest account at Alexis Renee Pins. For the last adventure that we'll explore in today's chat, open your journal or digital writing device for this week's reflective writing prompt. Reflect on a recent act of kindness that you've shown yourself. How did it make you feel? And how can you continue to incorporate small acts of self-love into your routine? And that wraps up our guidebook's recommendations for February self-care adventures. I'm looking forward to exploring these nourishing activities and even more supportive experiences with you throughout February. Refuel with your weekly boost for self-care and holiday inspiration to enjoy in your week ahead. For your self-care activity this week, take a personality quiz to discover your love language. Then show yourself some love based on your top love language. Now let's take a look at our calendar for upcoming holidays and activities this week. Tomorrow, the 6th, is Pay a Compliment Day, so compliment someone and also have a positive self-talk session. On the 7th, it is Send a Card to a Friend Day. So you can design a card for someone digitally and text it out to them or email it to them for a fun virtual surprise. Or of course, you can mail a card to someone. You can craft a sweet message, a sweet design for a sweet, heartfelt, personal touch. This Thursday, the 8th, is National Giving Hearts Day. This is a charity-focused holiday, so donate to one or more of your favorite charities today. For a sweet sip to enjoy this month, enjoy a latte on the 11th because it will be National Latte Day. February is all about the heart, both in love and physical care. Make exercise fun to get on track with your health. Love and light to everyone celebrating religious and cultural holidays this week. There sure is a lot to celebrate around the world. Holidays tying in with Lent and Ash Wednesday are starting, including international carnival festivals. Several Asian cultures are celebrating the New Year, including the Chinese Lunar New Year. Black History Month is here. Support Black innovators and creators. Lastly, Super Bowl Sunday is February 11th. This day is pretty much a holiday over here in the U.S., If you're looking for a way to elevate your at-home viewing experience, listen to my Staycation podcast chat for a cool game day staycation theme, bringing the Vegas Super Bowl theme into your home. So much heartwarming inspiration for your week ahead. Your self-care journey is a personal adventure, and I hope all of these ideas bring warmth and inspiration to your February. Thank you for joining me for this week's chat. If you enjoy today's conversation, leave a heart in the comments. Also, make sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell so that we can connect here again next week for another cozy podcast chat. wishing you a week filled with love, self-care, and sweet adventures. And until next time, remember to make life an adventure.